Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Uh-oh, did you get your tax stuff in on time, Michelle?
No.
Oh, come on
is
now.
Is Sharon on the line? I don't want to say that. Sharon's, you know, a dear friend to both of us. But no, I filed for an extension. Are you kidding? Do I ever get it in on time? No, I always file for an extension. And there's reasons
so
for that, which I'm sure Sharon will tell us.
So it's tax season, and we need to know the financial habits you have to be able to ease your stress. That's correct, Amundo. And, of course, the one and only person who could really answer all of this is our go-to for everything health and wealth, and that's Sharon Lecter. And so many of you know her from her New York Times best-selling books. And her latest is Think and Grow Rich for Women, Using Your Power to Create Success and Significance. Sharon, welcome back to Her Radio. Oh,
hello,
you better.
Hello, you two ladies. I'm so happy to be with you.
Sharon, friend, dear, dear friend who gets us out of trouble with our taxes and financial stuff.
Well, I have to tell on myself. On Saturday, I went to the mailbox, and I had a letter from the IRS, and my own heart went, kabop, kabop. It was hysterical. I found myself reacting, even though it was totally innocent. But one of those things, this time of year brings a high level of stress. And the reason? The IRS, filing your taxes, the American Psychological Association said the three things that cause you the most stress in life, work, your love partner, and money. And what happens is all three of those things come together at this time of year. So you've got a triple threat of having to talk to the IRS about those things that sometimes you don't really want to talk about. Particularly women tend to put their head in the ground when it comes to money.
Now, why is that?
It's in our DNA.
Well, I can answer that real fast. When you were a kid, what did you hear from your parents? We can't afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees. We're not the Rockefellers. And all of those are imprints that we had as kids that are negative as it relates to money. And then women tend to get, they get powerful with money, and then they give it up when they find a partner or get married. So it's really important for women to stand up in their own power, because right now women already own 60% of all personal wealth in the United States. So we already have the power. We need to educate ourselves.
So is it true that finances are one of the main reason couples argue? I always thought it was sex,
Number one reason in most surveys, number one reason for divorce is arguing over money. And in fact, the AICPA did a survey, and married couples admitted to arguing over money at least four times a month. And if you're over 50, it's six times a month.
Really? Because women were spending too much?
Well, the second part of that survey was how many of you actually lie to your partner about money.
Ah.
And it was a pretty high percentage of hiding purchases or fibbing about, having a little slush fund on the side. So, it's just one of those things. Money has this incredible fear attached to it and emotion. I say you're either a master of your money or a slave to it. Most of us are slaves to our
slaves.
Money.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's tax season. So what's a woman supposed to do right now? So
you
here she is.
Tax season.
Pam. Now what?
Michelle started the interview saying she extended her taxes, which I did as well. So with that happening, it ends up being tax seasons all year long these days.
Exactly.
And so what happens is we end up realizing that we're not in control. And most women I know are control freaks. I know I am. And so when you're doing your taxes, you realize that you're not really in control of your taxes unless you take control. And take control by getting organized. By looking at your tax return from last year, now is the perfect time. If you did file your return by yesterday, the deadline, look at it and say, where am I out of whack? Where have I spent too much money? What can I do now? And that's where you start recognizing where you are today is the first step. Get your head out of the sand and say, where am I financially? Am I making more than I'm spending? If the answer is yes, hallelujah. too many of us are spending more than we make.
Yes, with credit cards and everything else. But so, it's so confusing, Sharon, though. Let's talk about, tax forms. Is there a better way for women to understand what's being asked of them on the forms, for example? Because I know it's confusing for me. I have somebody do mine because there's no way I could do it.
Well, and that's the first step. Everybody should get an expert to help you because it's gotten so incredibly complex. I don't even do my own taxes. I have somebody else who's an expert and knows the ins and outs do it because I think I know a lot. And so, but when it gets down to actually completing everything, I want somebody who lives and breathes it every day. Amen. So that I get the benefit of their experience and their
Well,
expertise.
Sharon, what about people who go out there and go to a place like H&R Block or some filing company online? Are those worth anything? I mean, are they helpful?
My answer to you, Pam, is that if it's somebody who has a very simple tax life where they don't have a lot of different properties that they own, where it's basically just salary and living expenses, there's nothing wrong with all of that because it's a simple form. If you have multiple issues related to your financial life, I really recommend you have somebody who can advise you, not just
right.
do the taxes, but understand them and help you understand them. And that's an element above H&R Block. You want somebody that's really helping you plan to maximize your wealth. Because every time you file a tax return, you have an opportunity to say, what more could I be doing to reduce my tax burden?
Yeah, exactly. So tell me, Sharon, tell our listeners, who is at risk for an audit?
Well, good question. The IRS is crying foul that they don't have enough money to do enough audits. But quite frankly, there are certain
Yay.
Triggers. There are certain triggers that, if you have a home office deduction, sometimes they will look at that. If you have income that goes way up one year and way down the next and way up the next year, sometimes that will trigger an audit. So things that tend to be unique from year to year. But most importantly, you can be audit proof if you make sure you've got the right person helping you and they are looking at every opportunity. I shouldn't say audit proof because none of us are audit proof, but pain proof if you do
right.
get audited, because you want to make sure you've got all your documents in order. Because what happens, and I want to say this, is so important, people that get audited and they haven't kept their records, oh, it's horrible.
The worst,
because,
right?
They
the
can't,
worst.
They can't justify. And if you are one of those that just throws your receipts into, a pile, and then you pick up the pile and you just kind of dump it somewhere, you are the kind of person that the IRS loves
right.
to brutalize.
Right. Right. And you know something, everyone out there, women, you got to be thinking proactively. What Sharon Lecter has made penultimately clear is you got to be strategically organizing, thinking, planning, and whatever you do, don't just be heaping up your receipts somewhere. You've got to get some help from people like a financial advisor
it.
And others who can really lay down some guidelines and help you navigate this. And it's never too early to start into this. And I want to make sure everyone knows about Sharon's wonderful book. And both Michelle and I have contributed to this book. It's Think and Grow Rich for Women, Using Your Power to Create Success as Well as Significance. And it's really important for women out there to just get a hold of this immediately, because money is so stressful, especially for women. And don't be giving all the power away to the guys in your life. Don't do that. Come on, hold on to it. Empower yourself. Sharon, thank you so much for being on Her Radio again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Find an expert to help you. That's the best way you can de-stress when it comes to taxes. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.